This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of Proverbs regarding the topic of the fear of the Lord, we've considered the first two points in the outline we develop. When we've cultivated a healthy fear of the Lord, let me point out what is promised in Proverbs 28:14. Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord. As you pursue wisdom by studying God's Word, praying for insight and understanding, looking for and expecting God to guide you, humbly walking before God and trusting Him to sensitize and empower you to avoid evil, you can expect God to bless you. What will that blessing look like? I believe you'll notice it intellectually. The objective of Proverbs is declared in chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You see it again in 9:10, where it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Christian education is richer and fuller than secular education because it provides answers that go beyond the constraints of time and space. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. Scientists and philosophers with all kinds of theories like the first cause, the prime mover, and the Big Bang. Christian education identifies God as being before all things and causing all things. That's why Proverbs 15:33 declares, the fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom. Fear God, and I believe you'll grow intellectually. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.